You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today we have with us in studio Mr. Claude Bellot, the Director General of Estriade here in Sherbrooke on Wellington Street South. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm very happy to have someone from Estriade come and talk to us about your upcoming event, which is coming up very soon.
Indeed. It's our annual bike sale that we're on our seventh year now, David. Can you believe it?
Amazing.
And we've collected over the whole year over 600 bikes that the community brought us day by day, and we've repaired them for the last 5 months, and we're going to come up on May 4th at 7:30 in the morning, in fact, literally at 7:30 in the morning, with about 400 bikes that will be ready for the sale.
Amazing. Just amazing. Where do these bikes come from?
Well, for the most part, it's you and I when we're being urged by our spouses to get the cleanup in the garage or in the attic. And basically, people are bringing them one at a time. Kids are growing up and then deciding that the bikes don't have enough room for the bikes anymore. So they're taking it to us. We store them for most part of the summer and the fall. And then typically in January, we start repairing them with a bunch of volunteers that are coming to us. And we hire a couple of specialized technicians also to be sure, because each and every bike has been looked at. The brake pads have been changed if needed, and so we're happy to provide a whole new sets of bikes that are ready to go on the road for kids, for teenagers, and for adults.
That's totally amazing. So basically, it's bicycles that are being donated. And also, I understand the police.
That's right. Sherbrooke police. That's force? Right. There's the police. The SPS has been working for a number of years with two projects in the community. So all the bikes that have been abandoned, found on the side of the road, some of them have been stolen and never claimed. So there's an initiative in one of the high schools in Sherbrooke. It's called Récupère donc ton vélo. So half of the bikes go to them, and the other half comes to us. And so basically we're filling up our stock with that. This year we've got about 20 bikes that are coming out of 400 that are coming from the police.
Amazing. And I've seen the bike sale before. Mm-hmm. It's quite the thing to watch. It's really incredible.
It is.
And I've gone through the bicycles there. Some incredibly great looking bicycles that end up going for sale for not very much at all.
Yeah, the range of prices would go from $5 for smaller bikes for toddlers and stuff like that to $65 for adults. And we have a couple rare gems. Like in every year we have a Da Vinci, which is worth over $600. It'd probably go for about $250. A couple of Minellis and a couple of other good bikes that will be above $100. Like I said, for the most part, everything will be below $100.
What's amazing about this is that those bicycles, if you have a growing family and your children are outgrowing their bicycles and you want to keep them active on bikes, this is a place where you can go to get a bicycle that's been verified, that's been checked, that's been repaired, that's not going to cost you a fortune.
Absolutely.
And once your child has outgrown it, well, you know what? You can give it back to the community. By
somebody else will use it. And
exactly.
Then you'll see your kid will say, "Hey, Dad, that's my bike on the road there."
Well, it's a great way to not throw things in the garbage.
Yeah.
And in general, that's what you do every day, not just for the bike sale, but...
Absolutely. And this is, I'm glad you're raising that issue, because this is our main mission, is to divert as much stuff away from the landfills, because we all know we live in a super consumption society. And in fact, Canadians are amongst the world and per capita the biggest polluters. We don't like to think so.
Wow.
But we are the largest polluters per capita in the world. So that means that also we're buying stuff and throwing it away, clothes, furniture, appliances. And our mission is to collect these things, repair them. Through the repair, David, we create the jobs for the people that are far from the job market. So that's our main mission, to collect that stuff, to work on it, to repair it, and to sell it back to the community. It's important to note as well that we get zero public financing. So whatever we do at Estriade is entirely self worked on. So basically the money that we get for the reinsertion program that we're operating comes from the sales that are being done at the store.
That's totally amazing. We're talking about Estuary Aid, which is located on Wellington Street South in Sherbrooke, that big building on the corner of Aberdeen and Wellington South. If you haven't been in, it's totally amazing. I noticed that so much work goes into Estuary Aid. Every season is celebrated with a whole bunch of decorations, and it's a real family atmosphere. As soon as you walk in, you feel like you're in family. Christmas, incredible what goes on at Christmas. Some of the art decoration that gets created for Estuary Aid and put on display from pieces of materials that weren't really repairable, so people put them together into art forms. It's just
right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
The group of people who work there that you have managed to amass and have working for you and with you, incredible people, friendly, helpful. It's just a really nice atmosphere. If you haven't been to Estuary Aid, you really should do yourself a favor. Go and check it out. You can find some real gems there for next to nothing. And you have the pleasure of knowing that when you have stuff that you want to get rid of, there's a place you can take it that's going to help the community. And you just touched on it, but you do employ a lot of people who would have a hard time getting back into the workforce otherwise.
Absolutely. And we live in a region where unemployment is very low. And our population is aging one of the fastest in Quebec. So that creates, and a lot of the of your listeners will know this, and because companies, industries, manufacturing are having a hard time to find the proper employees. Nevertheless, there is a large segment of our population, because of problems in their past troubled youth, and just a simple bad luck where people will fall off for a while. And our job is to say, look, if you're prepared to collect yourself and get back on the right track, we're there for you. But there's one element that we're asking all of our employees: willingness. If you're going to be with us, you have to be willing to work, because there's a lot of work and the pace is very fast. So we're prepared to give you a chance, but you've got to prepare to put the time and to be disciplined. And you know, it's magical, because once you've been living off in the margins for a long time, you lose your networks, you lose friends, you don't have the reflexes to get up every day to show up to work. For some, at the beginning is a real challenge, but after a few months you see the difference. And then the beauty is then when you have one of our colleagues coming to us and say, look, it's working, I got now myself an apartment, I will be buying myself a car. So for us, it's a real pleasure when we hear these things. Definitely.
I've watched Estuary Aid over the years. I've gone there a lot. Enjoy it very, very much. And you've recently expanded so that your reception for used items, I donate things quite often. So,
thank you, by the way. I know. I see you often. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's so easy now, because you have the building across the street from Estuary Aid, and I just pull up. I open up the trunk and someone's there right away to take the stuff out for me.
Yep.
You know, and it's really wonderful to know. I know that what I'm donating is going back into the community and it's helping someone within this community. And as you say, you get no government subventions. Everything is from the donations.
Everything that we are, all of our operational budgets come from the store. And this is also a big pride for all of us, because you have a lot of social enterprise that are depending on social funding, on public funding, which is fine too. But we have transformed our store in such a way that it provides us enough money to provide for the entire operations. And you're right. Also, we just a few years ago, we bought this new building across the street from the store. It used to be the old Service de l'Estrie store. They would sell secondhand appliances.
Yes.
And that allowed us to build a reception center. So when the population is coming in, we have people that are in reinsertion that are there and are being trained to be polite and to say hello and thank you and so on and so forth. So we're helping the population when they're coming to give us the stuff. And you know, in 2018, David, we got 40,000 cars, 40,000 cars that came to us that year, in 1 year. So that's a lot of people who are thinking about Estuary Aid, and more of them are thinking about coming to us, not simply to say, well, we're going to get rid of old stuff, because We need the things to be reusable. But they're coming to us because they have developed also an environmental consciousness. And yes, they're aware that by giving us these things that are still good, that are still reusable, we will make good use of them and put them back into the economic circuit of the community. So it's a win-win situation at every aspect you look at it.
It really is, and it's a lovely atmosphere. Like I said, whatever training you give, it really is working because people are super friendly and just so helpful. It's a very nice place to visit. How long have you been doing this, Mr. Bello?
350 years, I think.
No. You look very young for your age.
I came to Estrieds in 2013. It was a very different operation at the time. We had 10 employees. And, you know, the building needed some TLC at the time. So we got together with the community again and went to see private sector people that have a little bit more money. And we're great. We're very lucky in Sherbrooke because a lot of the private industry or private businessmen or women, they understand that there's a number of organization in the community that are having a hard time at the beginning. And for us, that was the issue. So for me, I went to see them and I said, I'm coming to see you one time. You'll never see me again, but we need money to get our renovation done. And I promise you, you'll never see me again after. And it was the case. It worked well. We collected about $350,000 in over a year. And we were able to do the renovation. And then that gave us the impetus to fly with our own wings. And I've never gone back to see them anymore. Some of them come back to me and say, how can we help? But I've never gone back to them.
That's incredible. We recently had some flooding. Luckily, you were not affected. Your buildings were not affected.
Not this year, yeah.
Yeah, which is great. So there's absolutely no hindrance to going there. Everything is being totally dry. Nothing is flooded. Yeah, on the corner of Aberdeen and Wellington Street South.
That's right.
What's the exact address?
345 for the store and 360 for the reception desk and counter.
Now, I remember that years ago, I used to hear some people say that going there was just for certain sectors of the population, but that's not true at all.
That's not true anymore, although our doors are open to all citizens because it used to be in the past, indeed, where people thought it's only for the poorest segment of our population because the prices were very low. But now it's a social economy enterprise. So the idea is to bring up value to everything that we do, to the material that we receive, to the individuals that we receive. And that way we've created a dynamics that was non-existent in the past. And so now, like I was telling you, for people who are bringing the stuff or coming to shop, it's that more and more of our citizens have developed an environmental consciousness. Look, it's everywhere around us. Governments are talking about it. Some say governments are not talking enough about it, but citizens are concerned about these issues, and we want to do our share. So by diverting more than 2,000 tons of material a year from the landfills, we are re-injecting in sales over $2 million a year, which is a tremendous win-win situation.
And so when I'm looking to buy something, I'm well advised to go and check out Estrieds to see if I can find it there. If someone has previously used it, or maybe just bought it and never did use it. I see a lot of that too. And that way I'm not contributing to adding to landfill, buying something that out of a store that I could get at Estrieds and help the community at the same time.
Absolutely.
I really congratulate you on a job exceedingly well done. We go to Estrieds just about on a weekly basis, and it's one of the highlights of my week.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know that the secret of having the success in this operation is not whoever leads it. It's the people that agree to do and put in place whatever the ideas are coming. So I'm very blessed to have a great team. People that are dedicated, and a lot of the newcomers were picking themselves up again. This is the beauty of it. So I was planning to be there for 3 years, and I've been there for 7 years now. So,
well, I hope you'll be there for another 7 years doing a great job. We've been talking with Mr. Claude Bello, the Director General of Estrieds in Sherbrooke, near the corner of Aberdeen and Wellington Street South. So if you haven't checked that place out, do yourself a favor and check it out. It's really a family atmosphere. I just love it there. Thank you very much for being here with us.
It's a real pleasure, and tell your listeners to keep in mind Saturday, May 4th.
Oh, yes.
Beginning at 7:30 in the morning, it's our bike sale, annual bike sale, more than 400 bikes will be available for the entire community.
And I forgot to mention, usually the bicycles are available for viewing before the sale.
That's right. On a Friday from 9 to 12, the Friday before the sale, all the bikes that are coming to us from the police department, it's by law, police has to show them. If someone has lost a bike, they can come and see if their lost bike is there. But of course, they have to bring proofs, bills, and so on and so forth. And it has to have been declared to the police beforehand. But that's a facility that's opening. So from the Friday, May 3rd, from 9 to 12, two policemen will be there to welcome the population. If anybody has lost their bike, they might be able to see it there.
And also, all bicycles have been verified, repaired, and bicycle helmets will be provided.
Every single bike this year will be given a helmet. 40 of them will be coming from the city of Sherbrooke. The mayor will be there. 30 of them are provided by a project called Défi la tête première, which is a Quebec-wide project. And the rest of them will be provided by Estrieds. A number of them will be secondhand, but they will have been verified, checked, so everything should be good. So every single bike that day is going to leave with a bike, with a helmet.
Yeah, and a bicycle that's been verified and repaired as necessary. And so a great way, at very little cost, to get your family on bike this summer, enjoying the beautiful outside.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.